Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome back to the podcast, guys. We are joined with such a fun guest. Chelsea and I have been wanting to do like a Kardashian deep dive. We're like, let's really get into it, do an analysis of, you know, the sisters and all the dynamics. And we thought, who better to bring on to do that with than the Kardashian expert himself, Colt.
Yes.
Welcome to the podcast.
Also known as Gay Man with a Spray Tan.
Isn't that the most epic name ever?
It is.
It's perfect.
I feel like the universe was, I was put on this universe to be a Kardashian super fan. Like, that's what my life is all about. And I'm so happy to be here. Like, no one better. Like, if you can't get a Kardashian, like, I'm the next best thing.
Yeah,
100%.
1,000,000%.
When did your obsession with the Kardashians begin?
Literally, everyone always asks me this, and I'm just like, I have no clue.
You're like, born, I was birth.
Literally, I'm like,
there's no
just
beginning
oxygen.
Or end.
Yes. Like, I have no idea. I feel like you just know your passion and, like, your purpose. Like, and the, as crazy as it is to say the Kardashians is my purpose, but, like, really, I think I was put on this earth for this exact moment.
Yeah. Have you, so as long as you can remember, you've been obsessed with the Kardashians? Like,
yes.
Before Keeping Up, when you started watching Keeping Up, you're like, okay, these people are amazing. Like, I'm like, how have they impacted your life?
Yes,
but
I want
growing up, like in high school, were you like still the Kardashian stan of all stans?
The Kardashian stan. Obviously, the show was what got my attention and like, OMG, I love this family. And I think being like a gay kid from Nebraska, like, who the hell am I? I'm like, I don't even know who I am, but I want to be one of them. Like, I wanted to be a Kardashian. So that's why I'm like, I need to move to LA. I have to be here when I'm older. So I think that's where it kind of stemmed. But no, high school, college, like I was the biggest Kardashian fan. So in high school or college, I actually won the title of Kim's biggest fan on an ABC game show.
Stop it.
Wait, yes. You met her, right? You have a photo with her.
Yes, that was the game show. So it was three super fans versus Kim. And I got to meet her in like 2017. It aired on ABC. And
that is so iconic.
Right?
So we literally have the Kim stan of all Kim stans.
Literally, like I am the internet's favorite Kardashian
superfan. I'm feeling like overwhelmed with questions I want to know about Kim. Like I have so many questions and I don't know if we have enough time.
Literally, I know everything. Yeah. I try. There's some things that I'll get stuck up on because my knowledge is just so full that it's like, okay, it's lost somewhere. But no, I know everything. When people are like, did you know about this? Did you see this? I'm like, of course. Of course.
Where do you get your Kardashian news?
Well, it's pretty much started off with just the Kardashians' Instagrams. Okay. And like, just kind of like, my videos basically on TikTok were, I want to make videos that like the Kardashians. Like, I was so over people getting millions of views and they were hating on the Kardashians. And they didn't even know what they were talking about. I'm like, that's not true. That's not factual. Like, here's what really happened or here's like the truth. So that's where it kind of started. And I think me being so obsessed, like I really am obsessed, like people, and it is a joke too, I play it up, I'm like not like just this 24/7, even though I kind of am.
Yeah.
But TikTok's just fun, so that's where it kind of started. But now that I work with E, like for our show Cards Catch Up with E News on YouTube, like I'll get some tea with that, and like people DM me all the time, like with the Khloe surrogacy And he was like, I was told that in the DMs before, but I didn't believe it. I was like, could it be true? Yes, but I'm not going to post about it because one person saying it doesn't mean it's true. Because I get the amount of DMs I get about the Kardashians is insane. I'm like, what's true? What's not?
Oh, I'm sure.
I feel like this surrogacy thing was like a shock to everyone. Is that correct? Like, I maybe I'm not in the scene as much, but I was beyond shocked. And I feel like everyone else was too. This was not, this is a surprise.
It was, yeah, a shock with a K. Oh, no, that's actually a bad word if you spell that with a K.
Oh.
Shock. Okay. Sometimes it comes out, you're like, yep, actually don't spell it with a K.
Wait, hold on. Your name needs to be with a K.
Like, right?
Because it's with a C, right?
Yes, Colt with a C.
And when I was texting you, fully put you in my phone as Colt with a K because, like, just K-O-L-T because I'm like, oh, that's obviously how you spell it. And then I was on your TikTok. I'm like, wait, this is a trick the universe is playing. It needs to be a K.
It's the, like, Mandela syndrome.
Yes, Mandela effect.
Right?
Mandela
syndrome. But to be honest with you, I almost am happy I'm not because the amount of people that say that 24/7 to comment, like, change your name to a K, change your name to a K. Like, it's now a running joke. And when I was on the ABC game show, the thing that got me cast was me literally saying, my name's Colt Paulson, spelled with a C, not a K, and I hate my parents every day because of it.
Stop. And so it's played in your favor.
It's played in my favor. Mm-hmm. Like, the executive there was like, you're the kid that wants to kill his parents, right? I'm like, yeah. I didn't say that. That's me. Yep, that's me.
Like, is this going to give me more press?
Sure. Yes. But no, the surrogacy news. But on the show, we saw Khloé talk about her embryos. Like, she had embryos with Tristan.
Yes. Yeah.
So I think it's not shocking, but it's like the time frame of like only a Kardashian would go through this.
So right. For people who don't know what we're talking about, the surrogacy thing, give them a little like tidbit of like the news.
Yes.
Of course. Okay.
Like,
so
like we're on your TikTok.
Yes.
We're on
you guys, OMG, Trashta Thompson has done it again. No, but so the whole scenario really has to play out with Khloé taking him back. And first and foremost, I know your listeners are not Khloé haters, but the amount of people that hate on Khloé for giving him another chance or wanting to have a child with him, like, they need to stop. And it's like getting too much. And like Khloé, every time it's like she's hit in the face with OMG, like, I cannot believe this happened. But Tristan worked his way back into the Kardashian family. Like, they accepted him back. Yes. So imagine Khloé takes him back. And before Khloé takes him back, he had sex with Marley Nichols. So Khloé throws him his 30th birthday. And that same week or weekend, he flew to Houston to have birthday sex with someone other than Khloé. And that's when he impregnated this girl.
Yeah.
So that was in March of 2021. And Marley Nichols gave birth in December 2021. So he had 9 months to tell Khloé. But Khloé found out the same day the whole world found out in December.
Hold on. Do we know if Trashton knew that he impregnated her?
Oh, he knew. He filed a whole declaration. Do you remember on the show? Kim's like, he filed a declaration.
So like pretty soon after she found out she was pregnant, she let him know. And he knew this information, had the chance to tell her and just didn't.
So yeah, that's where it's like we need to find out the information of when he actually, I don't know when Marley Nichols filed the lawsuit to get child support. But it's reported that Khloé and Tristan had a baby via surrogate in November. Right. So that's months and months after he knows he hooked up with someone and cheated on Khloé. And he willingly led her on to believe that he's changed. It won't happen again. He's never going to do it. And that's why he was doing this whole sneaky legal route of trying to get it all hush-hush because he didn't want Khloé to find out.
How do you go about your life day to day and just act like everything's fine? Like with those kinds of secrets, like those kind of heavy secrets. How do you do that?
Well, I'm under the impression it's obviously Kardashian, like only the Kardashian. So it's like, I love it because the drama that this family has given us, but also just shows how terrible of a human being he is. Like Kylie Jenner said it best. He's the worst person on the planet.
Yeah. Is he just the most trash person? Okay. Yes. Here's like, so when she found out, Khloé knew obviously that she already was having a child with Tristan. But the way that Kim and Kylie on the show reacted to finding out that, you know, Tristan or Trashton cheated.
Yes. He's forever known as Trashton.
I think she said Kylie said something like, this should be her last sign that she doesn't want a baby with him, which to me shows that they didn't know that she was.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes. The whole editing on the show is completely, I'm like rewatching it. Like, that makes sense. That doesn't make sense. Like, it's reported now that Khloé's having a boy. So I don't know. Cause on the show, Kim's like, Khloé wants a baby boy.
Yeah.
So I was like, are they having a girl? And that's why Khloé's upset. Right. Cause they obviously did embryos. And It's just, yeah, I don't know who knew. But when yeah. Kim says, did you know about this? Like, she was more asking, like, why didn't you tell us?
Oh.
I feel like everyone knew they were going the surrogate route. And Khloé was, like, talking about it. They reported, like, Christmas, they were celebrating it. Like, so
they knew already. Okay.
Everyone knew.
Wow. Oh.
But then it's like, what, do they have other embryos? Like, maybe they were like, let's do a surrogate now, and then once that baby's born, like a surrogate right after.
Mm.
So who knows if they're like wanting to do more kids or they were thinking about it.
Yeah.
But I just can't imagine, like, imagine Khloé being like, I'm going to take you back. We're going to do this, give True a sibling. And the entire time they're having conversations about finding a surrogate, going to the doctors, all that stuff. He knows he's legally fighting this woman, Marlee Nichols, and trying to keep it from the Kardashians.
Yes.
You can't keep anything from the Kardashians, honey.
No.
No, you can't keep anything. It's crazy that this is yet another huge blow up. Like, I feel like the Jordan Woods thing was crazy, right?
Oh, that was crazy.
And it's like the fact, also this man, because I was looking it up, which I'm sure you already, of course, know this information, but I didn't realize that he has, at this point, like three different baby mamas, right?
Yep.
He has three different women that he's had kids with.
Yes.
This man is so fertile. Like,
wait, Tristan?
Yes, Tristan.
Sorry, Trashton.
Trashton.
No, stupid me.
Tristan has three, because at this point, so this will be his fourth child. Kid. Mm-hmm. And he has three different women that he's had kids with. So I'm like, and I'm pretty sure they're probably maybe trying for mm-hmm. True, but for the others, like, weren't they all kind of, didn't mean to
seems
even
like a
get
one
pregnant?
None.
Well, so the situation happened with Tristan had a child with Jordan Craig, his first son.
Yeah.
And then while she was pregnant, he started dating Khloé. That's what reports say.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Khloé says she, like, that's why people, the whole situation sucks because Khloé did nothing wrong from the very beginning, but people say you get your man how you found him.
Right.
He was
allegedly
cheating on his baby mama with Khloé, which I do not believe because Khloé doesn't put up with that, as we
can
see.
Khloé can do no wrong.
Yeah, Khloé can do no, the Kardashians can never do no wrong. But then so they had a baby with Khloé, True, and then this is his third child with Marlee. So it was but he had two people pregnant at the same time. The surrogate and Marlee. So this is his fourth.
Macy's check. The first day of school is right around the corner, you guys, and Macy's has all the outfits that you're ever going to need. They got Levi's, Free People, Mango. We were just talking about how it's so fun. It was so fun on the first day of school or the night before to, like, lay out your outfit with your backpack and all your supplies. That is such a nostalgic, fun memory for me, and I'm sure a lot of people out there listening. And back to school shopping is so fun, you know, getting a backpack or shoes or, if you're heading into college, getting, like, stuff for your dorm, new bedding, beauty stuff, makeup stuff, you know, Macy's has really got it all and they've got you covered.
They also have brands like Birkenstock, Nike, so you can get really fresh new shoes. I know when these, like, back to school ads come up, it starts, you know, if you are going to school. I remember hating seeing those when I was little, like, the commercial would come up. It's like back to school. And I'm like, oh, summer's almost over.
Yeah.
But with Macy's, it's exciting, okay? Because you're going to be looking fresh. You're going to be looking clean. You're going to be looking swag.
Absolutely not.
Anyways, Macy's has everything. If you want new beauty supplies, new, you know, makeup, skincare, anything that you can think of, literally Macy's has it. So if you want to check it out, go to Macy's.com/backtoschool. That's Macy's.com/backtoschool. Check out everything that they've got so that you are looking fly. I don't know about you, but there's nothing more frustrating than going to the grocery store and you get back and you realize the thing you went for was toilet paper and you come back and you didn't get toilet paper and you're just like,
okay, really?
That was so annoying. Mm-hmm. Finding all your grocery items in one place at an affordable price is almost impossible now, but with Thrive Market, I get everything that I need and so much more. If you guys haven't tried Thrive Market yet, you need to just give it a shot because it is literally amazing to get groceries delivered to your door in a freaking box. With Thrive Market, you can shop everything from healthy pantry essentials and sustainable meat and seafood to non-toxic cleaning and beauty products, all delivered right to your door. And if you find a price lower anywhere else, Thrive Market will match it. You can get, like, some of my favorite foods that I get from there, like these. They have Late July chips, which is my favorite brand. They have pasta sauce. They have my favorite vegan mac and cheese. They've got they've got it all. It's honestly a vegan's heaven.
Yes, they have Hue grain-free cookies, which I recommend. They also have, like, Smart Sweets, Chomps, if you're, you know, on your gym grind trying to get your protein in. which is basically like grass-fed little beef stick things. Thrive Market carefully vets each and every item so you can trust that if they sell it, it's probably the highest quality available. Finding everything you need is easy because you can filter by 90 plus values and lifestyles to find what works for you. So you can shop by what you eat and what matters to you. So they have over 5,000 food, home, and beauty products. If you're looking for like plant-based, keto, zero waste, gluten-free, they got it all. When you join Thrive Market, you're joining a community of 1 million plus members and sponsoring a family in need. And with their fast and free carbon neutral shipping, you are also bettering our planet. Join Thrive Market today and get $80 in free groceries. That is thrivemarket.com/whatwesaid to get $80 in free groceries. That's thrivemarket.com/whatwesaid. thrivemarket.com/whatwesaid.
So, like, does this man have free time or is he just producing children? Like, does he have time to play video games? Or you know what I mean? It's like he's in the NBA, right? Still?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He's getting every girl pregnant in the world, trying to hide it in legal battles, like trying to find a serious thing. I'm like, dude, you are stressing me out.
It's too much. And like, it just makes me so upset because Khloé's trending on Twitter, not Trashton. Like, why?
Yes.
It's always towards Khloé. And that's what just pisses me off. It's like,
it was blame the
she
woman.
Did no wrong. Like, yes, she took him back. That's her decision. And as we saw on the show, it was for true.
Mm-hmm.
But like people are missing the whole picture of like she had no idea. It's not like right. She knew it took him back that, oh, the baby's going to come. No, that's why now she's not spoken to him and she's done.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's all only co-parenting with a K for these two.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like happy for True that she gets a sibling and Khloé that she gets another
baby.
Child. Like I feel like it will be. Obviously, everything's, you know, will work out and it will be great. But it just sucks that it's with him because mm-hmm. he's just a loser.
Right. And he ruined both pregnancies.
Yeah. Yes.
For Khloé. Like, Khloé can't have one amazing birth experience because
no.
Trashton ruins everything.
The fact that she found out that he was cheating on her the first time or that the whole world, she found out with the whole world. Wasn't she going into labor when she found out?
Yes. So when news broke of the first cheating scandal, she was going through labor. Like, Kim's like, he's going to put her into labor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so insane.
Oh, that woman well, is a saint.
What do you think about the idea? Because there really are so many weird things with timing or with, mm-hmm. you know, it's just like their show's coming out and then crazy news breaks. What is your mindset around the whole like, oh, Chris, you know, the devil works hard, but Kris Jenner works harder. Like they do all of this for publicity. Do you think that they just get lucky with, you know, what
like,
do you think?
Are they extremely calculated? Or are they just the most naturally viral people in the world?
I think, and this is where I'm just such like on the universe side, like the Kardashians were put on this earth to literally entertain the world. Like that's their job and things are just going to happen. And you know, it's like, oh my God, only me. This only happens to me.
Yes.
Like we all have those moments. Do I think the Kardashians calculate things? No. Do I think they make a sucky situation into the most amazing one ever? Yes. But I do think you have to imagine there, it's not just them. There's team members, publicists, lawyers, like, you have to kind of calculate everything in the sense of how is this going to benefit me in the long run? And how are we going to handle this situation? Because there's no way they're just like, oh my God, this news broke. What's going to happen? No, they got to get on top of it because someone's going to leak it if they don't.
Right.
And they might as well use it
in their favor.
Kris Jenner is a genius. Yes. Like Kanye West. No, he's not a genius. Kris Jenner is the genius.
Oh my gosh. I think I saw, was there a documentary or something about her? Or maybe it was a TikTok documentary.
She's doing a masterclass. So she did a masterclass.
Oh my gosh.
That's going
to
come out.
I need to watch that.
Oh my God. I'm going to pay the $19.99 for the membership.
Literally.
100%. Yeah. We need to know her secrets.
Okay.
Do
maybe,
you guys think they calculate?
I think it's a mix. I think that they know how to create viral moments. And like you said, maybe they try, but they do things thinking like, oh, this could probably be a moment. And some of them work and some of them don't. But the ones that work, they just like run with it. Mm-hmm.
And
you know what I mean?
I feel like maybe at the beginning, but now, like even when Kim and Pete started dating and everyone was like, it's a publicity stunt. I'm like, Kim does not need publicity.
No.
Like, why would she do this for publicity? I was like, I feel like at this point, whatever they do is national news just because it's them. Like she could literally drop a ice cream cone on the floor and that would be like, Kim Kardashian dropping ice cream. Like, it's just...
She could do anything.
She could do anything.
And I've picked up on that now knowing that that's literally my entire job
mm-hmm.
is whatever they do, I have to talk about it. Or just now having the E! Show, it's like the smallest thing is like every single news outlet is reporting on the tiniest of details. And like TikTok, myself and tons of other users are now the ones that are like making conspiracy theories or checking things out like Kylie's pregnancy. A TikToker found that out and like put two and two together.
Oh, yeah. The nails.
So it's like,
oh,
that's where now it's like, we are the new media. And like right. the fact that TMZ follows me, all these like accounts coming to me for the Kardashian, like that why?
That's literally crazy. Me. When anything happens, I say, gay man, yes. Tracy, where are you?
That is like life goals. I'm like living my dream life yeah. right now, but it's just insane. But that's where it's like with people that are like, this guy's so creepy. He's this. I'm like, I'm doing only just one specific outlet and that's mm-hmm. Kardashian. That's how everyone starts out. Like no one wants yes. to go to E! Online and search. They're going to type in on Google.
There's nothing more annoying than Instagram, like this, you know, whatever it is,
yeah.
outlet, like Daily Mail or something. And you see a little post that it's like such a tiny clip of clickbait. It's like this person breaks up with this person. You're like, oh my gosh, you go to their Instagram bio and you have to scroll down for
the whole thing,
and I'm
yeah.
like, I don't care anymore.
No,
yeah. by the time I get
people
the link.
People like you are doing the Lord's work because you are explaining every detail of it yes. too. So we get so much more
we get the whole story
and yes. we get the whole story and all the context from someone that we, you know, like trust at this point. It's like, okay, yes. he's a super fan. He knows what's up. So I'm going to go to him
Hell
for all
yes.
my yes. Kardashian questions.
Okay. I have a question for you. Well, I have two and they might be the same answer, but okay. who is your favorite Kardashian and which Kardashian do you relate to the most that you feel like you connect to the most?
I love that you already know it's the same answer. Kim is my favorite hands down. Mm-hmm. And she's not a human being. She's literally a character of all characters. So it's definitely, that's where it's like, she's like the biggest icon of all icons, where I don't even think she's a real human. Like, yes, I've met her, but it's just, I don't have that personal connection because she's so iconic that mm-hmm. it's like, how are you real? And I think I relate to Kim the most just because I know I'm Kim.
I know.
We all
down.
Are a Kardashian. Like,
yes.
The viral meme of like when everyone in the family is kind of not dressed up, but like I'm the Kim Kardashian. So I come head to toe ready to go. Like, that's like, I'm Kim.
Yes. I love that.
Yeah. My so pronouns hard. Are he, Kim.
Yes. I saw that on your bio. I love that.
I'm
it's
done.
So funny.
Does your family support your Kardashian love?
Oh, 100%. Now love that they realize, oh my gosh, like that you could actually make a career out of this. Like, I think yeah. you moved to LA because I'm from Nebraska, super small town. And like, obviously I was on Vine in high school, like making just comedy videos. And obviously I love the Kardashians. So I was kind of like, after I won the title of Kim's biggest fan, I was like, that's it. I'm going to be a Kardashian. I'm going to be famous. And here we go. Like, move me to LA. But it did not happen like that. Yeah. So I kind of lost my Kardashian interest because I was like, oh shit, like I did that. That's like top tier. Like what else? What can I do to surpass that?
Mm-hmm.
And then now
you
that I'm on
it.
TikTok. Yeah. And they're like, okay, so it makes sense now. Like you got a job with E! News from just your TikTok videos. Like,
yeah
I did.
You will be on the Kardashian show one day.
I have to be. It's like my life
probably
goal.
Soon. Very soon.
Before Keeping Up ended, they did this like charity giveaway where like you pay $100 and like you get entered to win to be on the show and have lunch with the Kardashians.
Stop.
Oh.
And I was like, this is it. This is my moment. Like I donated to charity, gave them the money, but that never ever aired. And I am a firm believer that Addison Rae, the only reason she was on the show was because they had to give someone that yes. charity win giveaway. And she had lunch with all the Kardashians. So I guarantee you Addison Rae won that charity giveaway because Stop. No one else did.
Wow.
Conspiracy goes
conspiracy. Deep. Yep. Speaking of conspiracy theories, is Kendall Jenner copying me?
I am so, I literally die every single time. I was going to literally be like, Kendall, is that you? Like, where's the A1A? Let's take a shot.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the thing. The Kardashians watch everything. I don't care who you are, what you do, they see it. And if not, someone's going to tell them about it. But no, she's copying you 100%.
Okay, thank you so much for validating
you
me.
You are basically the Kendall Jenner of TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And now that she's not the same hair color, yeah, it's a little different, but your videos of you pointing things out, like, yeah, she's copying you. Why would she delete that photo?
That
Why
is
did
the
she
thing.
Do that? Why did
that
she do
that? That is an admission of guilt. It is an admission of guilt.
Why did she do that?
And don't get us wrong. We're obsessed with Kendall. Like,
yes.
And we were going to ask how involved. So we're also from Phoenix, Arizona. Mm-hmm. So Phoenix Suns, Devin Booker.
Is he good? Does he play good? I've never
yes.
seen a game.
My
He's good?
God. Okay. I need to bring you to a game.
We're obsessed.
You will literally fall in love with him.
I will be there in 3 seconds.
Yes. Okay. We are obsessed with Devin, with Kendall, with both of them together.
Yeah.
My dream is to just run into, well, them both would be ideal in Phoenix, though. Like,
yes.
in your hometown, mm-hmm. seeing, I think that's why, you know, it's so close to home is because she's dating Devin, who's playing for the Suns. And my family are huge Suns fans. Like, my brother is obsessed with Devin Booker. And, yeah, all of it's just really funny. But the thing that... It's funny that you say, like, they see everything because people will comment on my stuff all the time and be like, why do you think that Kendall Jenner has ever seen you? Like, why do you think that she's ever seen one of your videos? And I'm like, because she gets on social media. Like, yeah. And a lot of those videos have gone viral, you know? That one that I did about the similarities, the one where she deleted the photo, got over 5 million views.
Which is insane.
And it got a million likes. So I'm like, the chances of her seeing it actually are not that low.
No.
But yeah, it will forever be a mystery. And I hope that someday I'll get answers. Yes. You know?
You will.
Did you see that she was reading the same book as me after that?
No.
So after she deleted the photo, the next day she posted, I need to show you the photo side by side. You'll die. Like, she was reading the same book as me on the beach.
But here, you are inspiring Kendall Jenner. Like, and if that is what you take away from this interview, if you think it, it's true. Like, the amount of days where I am a Kardashian. Mm-hmm. I don't care what anyone thinks. Now people are like, I think of you as a Kardashian.
It's weird because it's feel like you kind of are one. Like,
I am.
Not even kind of. Like, it is the association. Yeah.
You did.
Yeah.
I need to show you these photos.
I mean, show me,
You'll die. I have way too many photos on my camera.
Did you gag that when she dyed her hair? Like, were you just like, oh,
wasn't that the start?
So that was the start. That was the start of it all. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, and I joked around about it. I was like, oh, she dyed her hair red after me, obviously, like, because she saw me on the Jumbotron at the Suns game, because I was at the Suns game, whatever. Made this whole elaborate plan. But then it started not being a joke. Like, there started being actual similarities
piece
that I thought
piece
were funny. And I started posting. And then people were like, wait, I don't think you're joking anymore. I'm like, I don't know. I thought I was, but we'll see. Yeah, I need to show you these afterwards. But
I'm dead.
It is a phenomenon.
It is truly. I think the deleting really sold it for me. I was a little like, you know, it just could be a coincidence. You know, funny, huh? Like, the red hair thing, we were saying, you know, there was a time on TikTok where everyone was dyeing their hair red, mm-hmm, but JC's been redhead for forever.
Yeah.
And so I feel like on TikTok, the thing is you can see anybody's video at any time. If you even say the word red hair, it will pop up on your For You page later. So it's like, I'm sure at some point, you know, your video came up on, JC's video came up on like Kendall or her hairstylist or somebody's For You page. She saw it, was like, this is such a pretty color, I'd love to do it. That's how I dye my hair. I'm like, hey, look at this random photo of this random girl.
It's not so out of the question to think that they've at least seen a video.
Well, you've gotten sent PR from Skims and stuff. Yeah.
And from Skin.
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay, I have to leave. I didn't even get a Skin PR package.
Really?
I had to purchase myself.
I had to purchase.
Which, to be honest with you, that's my favorite thing in life is giving money to the Kardashians. Like,
they don't have enough.
Yeah, they don't have enough. And I'm like paying my dues. Like, if I wanted an invite to the Kardashian Christmas Eve party, I had to show receipts. Like, you guys, I spent this much money. Is that now that covers the invite?
So have you met Kim? Have you met any of the other ones?
So I've only seen Kylie Jenner. So I went to the Kardashian press event and Kim and Kylie were there. I saw both of them, but they didn't speak to any of us or like have the time to say hi. They were doing press. But I saw Kylie coming out of Hyde nightclub. I was not allowed in. I was outside trying to get in. And Kylie Jenner
like, I'm
walked
a Kardashian
out. Literally. But this was before anything. Like, this was when I was just kind of figuring out what the hell I was doing with my life. But yeah, she walked out and I was like, oh my God. I wasn't even starstruck when I met Kim, because I was mentally prepared to be like, okay, they're flying me out to LA to meet Kim Kardashian for this TV show. Let's give them a show.
Mm-hmm.
But when I saw Kylie, I was like, oh my God, that's Kylie Jenner. Like,
I saw her and Stormy at Blue Bottle.
Stop.
And it was like one of the just craziest. Leif, she was far away and she had two security people with her. And I wish I knew who she was with, because she was with her and it was her and Stormy and then one of her friends, but I didn't recognize the friend. And someone said it might have been her assistant or something.
Yeah.
You probably would have known
probably,
who it was.
Probably, yeah.
But anyway, yeah, she walked into Blue Bottle and or she was far away and Leif was like, is that a Kardashian? And I looked and I'm like, it's a Jenner. But yeah.
Yes.
And then, yeah, she was literally probably 7 feet from me ordering, and Stormy ordered herself a hot chocolate. It was everything.
Stormy baby.
Yes. Wait, what do we think?
Yes. I was going to say, what do you think the name is? Actually, what do you think it is?
This is my, and as much as this answer is going to piss people off of like, that's the stupidest reason ever, I think it's logical. I think the baby's name is Blank.
Blank?
What's
the reasoning? Where did you get this from?
I'm just like, Kylie Jenner, you know, she's not going to want to change the birth certificate. They're just going to put a little white out and leave the space blank. And his name is Blank Webster.
Okay.
And how iconic is Blanky baby? Like,
Blanky.
The best. Yes. I mean, if she doesn't do it, I'm doing it.
Yes.
So,
I'm done.
I was going to say, okay, if you had the last name Kardashian, which, you know, is not out of the question, what would you name your child?
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
Blah,
I would
Kardashian.
Do probably, I would keep up the case. Well, my firstborn daughter, her middle name will be Kimberly. Hands down. No way. I love the name Capri.
Cute.
Like maybe Capri with a K.
Yes.
Love.
Capri Kardashian.
So cute.
And I love, like, if I would, Robert Kardashian, I would name
Kendall's
my son
having,
Robert.
If Kendall's having a daughter, she's probably listening to this podcast. She's probably going to name it Capri.
Yeah. I think that's such a cute name.
Yeah. Hers, it is really cute. Also, I was thinking the other day, how come I've never heard of anyone else with the last name Kardashian? Like, there has to be more out there. Where are they?
Maybe
you know what I'm saying?
No.
Hold them all.
Okay, to be honest with you, they've sued every one of them to legally change it, for sure. You do know the Kardashians' cousins are all with Ks as well. And there's a Courtney. The Kardashians have a cousin named Courtney Kardashian.
Really?
With a K?
With a K.
Oh.
So, yeah, I don't know. That's a question people ask all the time.
Because I was thinking Kardashian is such an iconic last name. It's just so, like, you know, because it's them. But all of their names with the Ks. And then I was like, that's weird that I've never heard that last name anywhere else in the world. That's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's where it's like, I say they're here for a reason. Like, why? Like, no shade. My sister has the same last name as you. Smith's the most, like...
Oh, it's the most generic.
Generic yes. name. Everyone has it.
Yes.
But Kardashian, like... And I, to this day, am a firm believer. I'm a manifester to the day I die. I will marry into royal, oil, or Kardashian. Like, I am not
oil.
Stopping.
Yeah.
Seriously. I mean, I want to be the Kardashian of the oil people.
So who would you marry, a Kardashian?
Well, I wish Robert was team on my team, but I think that's why I was like,
Robbie.
I think I'll find another Kardashian.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
There has to be someone out there that has the last name Kardashian that wants to marry me.
100%.
You know?
Yes.
They've got to have some cousins, some like second cousins. And
or like, I guess you
LA.
Can consider a friend Kardashian.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Like if Phi, I would marry him in 3 seconds.
Oh,
yeah.
He's the hottest human being on the planet.
He is. Wait, is he straight?
You know, I don't think it's ever...
Never been confirmed.
Never been confirmed.
Okay.
Yeah, which that mystery is hot.
Yes. I was going to say, let's get your take on this. We pretty much ask all of our guests this. Do you think if a male is straight and a woman is straight and they are best friends, that they can have a completely platonic relationship without either of them having feelings for each other and best friends?
100%.
You think so?
I think so. Well, I just know it's physical attraction. If it's their type, then I don't think so. But I mean, you're asking the wrong person for straight people advice. But I just know, like, for me, there's gay guys that I'm not attracted to that I could be friends with.
Okay, so that is what Tyson, our friend Tyson, always says too. Mm-hmm. And it is different, I feel like, if you were lesbian and you had a friend who was also lesbian, it's different. But I feel like the reason we say straight man, straight woman.
The reason is straight men suck. That's the reason.
Straight men are trash. That's why.
It's true. Because girls are always, there is like, you guys will always talk about this. Like, you can't be best friends, male, woman, both straight, your best friends. Not just like, okay,
male and female, you mean.
And
male and woman. Wait, you're right. Sorry. I thought you said like woman and woman. I was like, no.
It is weird that I said male and woman. Man and woman.
But I'll give you an example of a straight woman and a straight man that are friends that have not crossed that line. Kim Kardashian and Jonathan Cheban.
Your enemy.
My literal worst nightmare.
Wait, he's
ever.
Your enemy?
He blocked me.
Why? Because he's jealous.
He literally is so upset that I'm more Kardashian than he is.
No, he actually
is. He actually blocked me. Yeah, on Instagram. I'm not blocked on TikTok yet. That's my New Year's resolution.
Do you like talk shiz about him? You say some like negative things about him and he's like,
yeah, I posted
you're
a video
never
that
close to Kim.
Simon Huck was having way more of a better life than he was. Basically, like, Jonathan wishes that he got invited to events like Simon did.
Mm-hmm.
And I also thought maybe it was because I dead named him because he legally changed his name to Food God. But
he
on
did?
The show, yes, legally Food God. But on the show, they call him Jonathan Cheban, aka Food God.
Yeah.
And like, hello, Cole Paulson, aka Gay Man with the Spray Tan. Like,
yes.
We are competing.
Wait, I don't know much. I shouldn't even pretend I know anything about them, but I feel like him and Kim's friendship kind of confuses me.
It's confusing. And also the Kardashians' friends now are all doing their own things to where I get asked every day, are Kylie and Stassi friends? Are Kim and Jonathan friends? Like, they don't hang out with him as much. So it's like their friends are kind of just like,
do they just have a ton of history together or what? Why are they so good?
Oh my gosh.
Friends?
And I know everything about Food God. He literally was on, he was Kim's publicist back in the day. Like, he was the one that was in with the Kardashians. And I've seen a few TikToks of he would be the one that would leak all the information to all of the press. But Kim was the executive producer on his show, The Spin Crowd. On E! So he had one season, him and Simon, for the PR agency. I watched that and I was like, oh my God, I want to be a publicist. And then another E! Show came out and I'm like, oh my God, no, I want to be an on-camera host, like drama queen on E! Like, E! Reality TV built me.
Yes.
I'm because of E! Reality TV. But yeah, he's been around forever.
Wow.
He knows too much.
Yeah. He knows lots.
Who is Kim's best friend besides you?
Allison.
Allison. Her, is she on the show often?
Yeah, she's been on the show.
They had a collection. That's her childhood friend.
Yes. Yeah. I'm spacing her last name. Yeah, they're still best friends. She has a friend group from, they're called the Lifers.
Yes.
So they're everyone from high school.
It's so cute. You know what's, right? What's very telling to me is I feel like the Kardashians have a, just people in their life that they've had for so long. And even their glam teams or whatever, that they just stay with for years and years and years and have such a, seems like they have such a close relationship with them. I feel like that says so much about a person. Mm-hmm. Like,
yes.
You know, if you have the same people in your life for decades, like that just means that you, I don't know, you're a stable, good human.
Well, I think, and now they're at the level they can't not have those close-knit friends. But yes. What I love most about the Kardashians is family is over everything. And do not cross the Kardashians because literally you're done.
Yeah.
I live by that. You cross me once, you're out. Like, Kris Jenner's not going to cut you off, but I will.
Yeah.
Like, when Kris Jenner does manage me, fingers crossed, I would literally die. Yeah, she'll do it for me. But no, I'm not. I'm like, everything I do in my life is all, what would the Kardashians do? I am a Kardashian. That's how, like, the brain I have was literally meant to come out of Kris Jenner's vagina.
I'm so dead. Done.
Okay, wait, I want to know what you think about Kim and Pete. We kind of mentioned them before.
Yes. I need to know.
I am so torn because he's not the vibe without a spray tan. And I just am a firm believer that I'm only attracted and only enjoy him when he has a spray tan.
Yeah.
Wait. And, yeah.
Where was it that he just got a spray tan? That he was like, oh, I got a spray tan.
It was at like an event, yeah?
He got a spray tan for Met Gala and the White House Correspondents' Dinner. And that moment was when I was turned on. Like, he was hot. I understand.
Yeah.
And then, like, he just did a campaign with Manscaped. And it's like, no.
And now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. You know, it's important to take care of your mind, your mental health, just as much as your physical health. And sometimes I feel like that's just something that we don't give as much attention to or thought to. And how we care for our minds, like, greatly obviously affects how we experience life. So we want to invest time and care into keeping them healthy. BetterHelp is online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat only therapy sessions. So you don't have to see anyone on camera if you're not in the mood or if you don't want to. It's also much more affordable than in-person therapy, which is amazing. And you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours, which is super quick. And it's just an awesome service for if you're looking to get into therapy, but again, you don't want to maybe meet with someone in person. You can just do this all from the comfort of your own home, and it's just very easy and straightforward, which we love.
Therapy is amazing. It's really nice to talk to somebody who's, especially like someone who's specialized in what you're struggling with, so they can understand you on like a deeper level. It's nice to talk it out with anybody in general, but to have somebody there who's a professional, who's there to listen, ask you the right questions, it's game changing for your mental health. I really encourage you to seek out therapy if you are struggling with anything like LGBT issues, depression, anxiety, anything that you can think of that's really affecting your day-to-day life. So our listeners will get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/whatwesaid. That's BetterHelp, and help is HELP.com/whatwesaid. Go check it out.
All right. It is time I bear my testimony about Everly Well, you guys, because I took their food sensitivity test. It's just this quick at-home test you do, and they give you your results back also very quickly. And I found out that I had a food sensitivity to almonds. And I will say, and this is my personal experience, but I have been basically doing an elimination diet. So I've cut them out of my diet at this point to see how it affects me. And my skin has never been better, which is crazy. Like, I was doubtful. I was like, you know, am I going to see results? And I truly think that that could definitely be a huge factor into why I've been having really good skin lately. So we absolutely love that. Everly Well is digital healthcare designed for you at an affordable and transparent price. With over 30 at-home lab tests, you'll be able to choose the test that makes the most sense for you to get the answers you need, like the women's health test, food sensitivity test. They have tons, like I said, over 30. And I was like going through and I was like, I literally want to do all of these because I just feel like it's so insightful and helpful to know, you know, things about your specific body and what works for you. Okay, so here's how it works. Everly Well ships your at-home lab test straight to you with everything needed for a simple sample collection. You collect your sample and use the included prepaid shipping label to mail your test back to a certified lab. Your physician-reviewed results get sent to your phone or device in just days, and you can share the results with your primary care physician to help you guide into, you know, your next steps. It's so simple. Over 1 million people have trusted Everly Well to support their health and wellness goals, and you should too. And for listeners of this show, Everly Well is offering a special discount of 20% off an at-home lab test at everlywell.com/whatwesaid. That's everlywell.com/whatwesaid for 20% off your next at-home lab test, everlywell.com/whatwesaid.
You know what? He has like the girls love that shiz. Like they love the dying looking person, like the very pale, like sickly looking. And I'm not, I know he has like literally an autoimmune
disease,
but he's got girls like wrapped around his finger. He's dated every single like beautiful girl in this world.
Ariana Grande is the reason people like him.
Yes.
And she's my second spray tan queen.
Mm-hmm.
And
he
has still
that BDE
pissed.
Though. We've heard about
That's
the BDE.
True.
Because of Ariana Grande.
Yeah, probably. That's how I like.
Yes.
Anyone
came
knows
to
who
be
he is.
Familiar yeah. with him. Yeah, mm-hmm. for sure.
So, I mean, he's a good guy. I hope. I don't know how much we're going to get to see him on the
Is
show.
Is it because you just love Kim so much so no one's good enough for her kind of thing?
No, because I feel like even when she started dating Kanye and they got married, like I was down for it, but I never was like, oh, I'm obsessed with Kanye.
Yeah.
But I love them as a couple.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's Kim. Like she's Kim Kardashian at a level where it's like, I don't know, how do you just go from Kanye to Pete?
Mm-hmm.
Like it's just a different level. So I need to get in the mindset of Kim doesn't need anyone. She's good to go. And like, she's the
she
superstar
have,
herself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't you feel like Pete brings out this more like playful, fun, down to earth side of her? Because I feel that energy from
I
them
do
together.
And I hate it.
You do?
Oh my God. Take me back to when the Kardashians wouldn't say anything and they'd be like doing all the no make. They, like now the fact Kim's not wearing makeup, I'm like, I want to go back to the days where you wouldn't let your daughter kiss you without makeup. Like those are the moments I like. Mm-hmm. And that's like the Kardashian brand, but it's evolving and it has to.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's definitely helping her in the sense of she's Kim Kardashian. She looks amazing. She can do whatever she wants.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. He brings out the blonde side of her.
And this she's time like, around, Kim is so talking about being blonde. Like, hands down, I told Kim, I'm like, you blonde is my favorite thing in the entire world. Like,
yeah.
That's
she's
probably
like,
why she did it.
Yeah.
Again.
I literally every time, no, I did post a TikTok and I was like, Chris Appleton, why isn't Kim been blonde? And he commented, like,
you
we'll
should
do
marry
it soon.
Chris Appleton. Is he married?
No.
I've been in the presence. He is the most beautiful human.
Should
ever
I tell
seen.
You guys an exclusive?
I watched his video to do my hair today.
Before TikTok, I go to the coffee shop and Chris Appleton is literally right there behind me at Alfred's on Melrose.
Ooh.
He does not have his wallet. Okay. So I'm like, this is my moment. And this is right. I just moved to LA. I'm like coming off the show of like, it's been a couple years since I met Kim. I'm like, this is my moment. I'm going to get to see Kim. So I'm like,
that
oh, I'll buy your coffee.
That is literally a dream situation.
Yes.
Sorry, keep going.
But it was a most awkward situation too, because now looking back, I'm like, how cringe that was of me to be like, so I bought him his coffee.
No, I think that's cute. Why is that cringe?
Because this is what I said
next?
After.
Okay,
oh,
okay.
No.
Literally, I'm going to like cry. I literally buy his coffee. He's like, oh my gosh, that's so nice. Like, can I Venmo you? And I'm like, no, I know who you are. And he was like, oh, I'm like, yeah, I was on a game show with Kim. Like, I met Kim.
Oh,
like I literally
no.
was just like being like, and then, oh my God, this is so embarrassing. He was so nice. He was like, gave me a hug. We talked a little bit. He's like, Kim's amazing, whatever. So we go outside. He's outside walking. And you guys just kill me now. I go outside and I'm like, tell Kim her biggest fans in LA, like yelling across the street while I'm leaving. The most mortifying, but then also like, you know, shit happens.
Yes.
That was like a naive pre-lip filler cult.
Yes.
So, He's non-existent anymore.
Yes. New vibes now.
Yeah.
We don't know him.
But yeah, I would marry him too. I'd marry anyone that's like one close. Because if Kim Kardashian gave a speech at my rehearsal dinner like she did for Simon Huck, that would be life goals.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, true.
Yeah. I feel, you know what's funny is I'll literally think because I've made all these videos of Kendall, I'm like, I'm ruining my chance. Like, is she
no,
gonna
they
just,
love it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But Kendall specifically, I'm like, I could see her being like, okay, you're just like cringe now and like you're annoying. And then just me losing all chance to ever be friends.
Never. You have to realize their life depends on being talked about. The
right.
businesses they have, it's not like they are out there doing a lot of the work. Like TikTok, all of us making these videos and like keeping them entertained. Like
and relevant.
That's, we're doing them a favor. So they love it. And like, who wouldn't want to watch a video about someone? It's not like you're bashing her.
Right.
You're speaking facts. Like she copied you.
True. True. Thank you for this validation.
It's just observation. There's
which Kardashian is going to copy you now?
I know.
We need to figure out.
Probably Kylie, because you guys both just had babies.
What does she name her son? Case.
Can you imagine?
Bible? I would die.
It's a K. It's a K.
Oh my gosh. Case Webster.
Wow. Wait, actually, that's kind of cute.
Yeah. I just send that to her. I'm like, hey, in case you haven't figured it out. Yeah. What if she just, like, have you ever DM'd the Kardashians?
So I DM'd a couple times, but never, like, needing anything. Mm-hmm. Like, when Khloe commented, when I first posted to TikTok, which was sad because it was during the time, December, when the news broke and she was engaging with a lot of my content and liking videos of me calling trash and trash. So she still, to this day, does it. She likes any video that calls them trash. Yeah. It makes sense now. But so I DM'd her just saying—
Is this on TikTok or Instagram?
Instagram. I DM'd her saying, thank you, like, so much for all the love. Like, it's really catapulted me a little bit on TikTok because everyone's like, we're besties. Like, literally, we're besties. Yeah. So, and then Kendall, I went to New York with 818 for Pride.
Okay, I saw that. That's so exciting.
Literally, life goals. 818 is, like, the best brand ever. Meeting the team and everything was amazing. But I DM'd her. Like, I wanted to say, thank you so much for your schedule not being, or you were booked because they got the next Kardashian to take over. But I just said it was the best weekend of my life. So, but I always respond with, like, no need to respond. Like, I'm just giving you this validation.
Yes.
To just show I appreciate it.
Okay. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I always do think that it does go both ways where we all benefit each other. Because I had this realization when I was linking some skim stuff on Instagram like a year ago. And I, like, with affiliate links, right? So I was making a commission off of people buying it. And I was thinking, like, it's so crazy how I feel like there's such a competitive nature sometimes with, like, creators or on TikTok or Instagram when every single win is a win for everybody because it all brings you up. And I had that thought where with Skims, okay, she's coming out with this product. Me linking it helps her because it's giving her sales, but it also helps me because I'm literally making a commission off of all the sales.
Yes.
So I'm benefiting from the fact that she is who she is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she's benefiting from the fact that I'm telling all of my audience about it, you know? So it's just like this world, you're right, where it just, we all benefit each other.
Oh, 100%. And I think that's why my content is so, like, received so well. I live in the mindset of I'm everyone's biggest fan. Like, I know I love the Kardashians, but the amount of people that comment, like, I want someone like you in my life hyping me up like you do them. Like, I will be that person for anyone. And I think when you have that mindset, you only get success and you only get happy and exciting things happening to you because you're seeing life from a perspective of everyone can win.
Of abundance and positivity.
Exactly.
I was going to say, I love that about your account is that it's, like, always positive unless it's about Tristan or somebody who actually has done something factually, like, okay, that's not good morally.
Yes.
But it's so positive. It's like, it's never overly critiquing and judging, you know, the Kardashians and what they're doing, which they get so much of that. They
all
get
the
so
time.
Like nitpicky and it's like, obviously, I don't even know how much of it they see, but I'm sure it's nice to just see somebody who's on your side no matter what.
Oh my God. And Khloe commented once, like, thank God for you. Like, on one of my videos, because I was, like, setting the record straight of, like, no. This is not what's going on. Like, why are you guys spreading this false narrative? And we know the Kardashians love a good narrative.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I think, but it's like, why would you want to focus on any negativity? Like, that's with my social media. I come across accounts like you with the Skims and, like, how I found you, like, oh, you love the Kardashians too. Mutuals, like, obsessed. Like,
right.
That's who I'm going to follow is people that I enjoy and like things like me. But yeah, when you get on the wrong side of TikTok, you realize TikTok's not always the best place.
No.
But which, like you said, is what makes you stand out because you're so positive.
Yeah.
And I think you are always going to win in life with that mentality.
100%.
Time is money, okay? Time is extremely valuable. I am a huge fan of efficiency, finding more efficient ways to get things done, productivity, you know, all that jazz. And specifically when you're running a small business, every second counts and you can't really afford to, you know, be wasting lots of time because it's a busy life. So why are you still taking time out of your day to go to the post office, you guys, when you could be using stamps.com instead? Stamps.com makes mailing and shipping super quick, easy, and it's cost effective. So it saves you time, money, stress. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses for more than 20 years. They give you access to all the post office and UPS shipping services you need right from your computer. And you get discounts you can't find anywhere else, like up to 30% off USPS rates and 86% off UPS. Like I said, if you are running a little shop, whether you're running like an Etsy store or whatever, this is game changing and you've got to check it out.
You can streamline your shipping process with Stamps.com's easy-to-use software, so all you need is your regular computer and printer, no special supplies or equipment. You're up and running in minutes, printing official postage for any letter, any package, anywhere you want to send. Plus, Stamps.com seamlessly works with Shopify, Amazon, Etsy, eBay, and more. So whether you're an office sending invoices, an Etsy shop sending your products, or a warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com is your mailing and shipping solution. Honestly, like going to the post office is kind of choogy. Would you agree?
I would agree 100%.
So stop wasting time, stop being choogy, and start saving money when you use Stamps.com to mail and ship. Sign up with promo code What We Said for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter the code What We Said. Go check it out. I want to know your thoughts. We've talked about pretty much all the sisters, except for Courtney.
Yes.
Like, what is your stance on Courtney and Scott? Like,
Kravis.
Kravis. And who do you actually wish she was with?
You know, I am the biggest Scott fan of the world because he was the villain we needed to hate on the show when we had no villain. So then insert Trash Thompson.
Yeah.
So but Scott is amazing. And I feel like he's gone through so much and they protected him so to the max. Like, we have no clue what he was really doing behind closed doors or any rumors, scandals. Like, they've kept that hush hush.
True.
So I'm like, if they can do that for Scott, like, Tristan, like, you could have freaking kept some stuff secret. Like, he's just trash.
Like, how dare you get into their family?
Yes.
And disrespect them.
Right? Yes. And the best part about Scott is he was just a normal person. So we got to see him. And like,
so true.
We now love him because he was just like us. Like, he was the one that got dating into the Kardashian family. So I love Scott and Courtney together, but Scott could have fixed things from the very beginning. And he didn't want to. And then once Courtney was moved on, like on the show, she's like, you guys, it's been years and years and years. It's time for me to be happy. Do I love the Kravis PDA? No, but that's because I don't have anyone to do it with me. When I have that, I'll be PDA all the time. But no, I think Courtney's in a good spot. I'm not excited for her to go back in hiatus. Like, the wedding, the engagement, all of that was so pressed.
We got, like, so much from her.
She was giving it her all. Yes. And now it's like, where are you, Courtney? Where are you?
Mm-hmm.
So,
you think she'll go back to not sharing as much?
100%.
Really?
She'll be on the show. But yeah, unless like the health stuff with Travis and all that stuff has been the reason.
Yeah, no,
she's going to be on the low low.
Where was Kylie? Like, where is Kylie? Where was Kylie? Where is Kylie going to be? Like, on the show? We got nothing.
Okay, that I heard, you probably know this. I heard that all of them got paid the same amount for the
yes.
show. Where is Kendall and Kylie's storyline?
Exactly. And that's the conversation. I don't know if they really did get paid the same amount. But if it is what is perceived of, they had a multi-year deal, mm-hmm. not just for the show, but for streaming in general of like content. So it's a content deal. It would make sense. But Kendall and Kylie are executive producers on the show, which they were not on Keeping Up.
Then give us Devin.
Give us more. Give us Devin. Give us Wolfie Baby. Like, we need all of it.
Literally.
Wolfie Baby.
No, and I don't know where they are. I hopefully we'll see more of them. But it's like, that's just them now. And they've conditioned us so hard for Kendall and Kylie. Like,
when they give us an inch, we're like, thank
yes.
you.
So true.
And
so
if
true.
You take it back on the show, when Kendall and Kylie were growing up, Kendall wanted to be a model and Kylie was getting in trouble for wearing makeup.
Mm-hmm.
They conditioned us to think that they were a supermodel and a makeup mogul from the beginning.
True.
So you kind of just like, they're like, we did what we were supposed to do.
Yeah.
And now what else are we supposed to do? Like, there's no storyline. But I think also the Kardashians being so open, the Jenners are like, screw that. Like, all the drama they have, I don't want that. Like, Khloe literally in her statement had to be like, we're asking for kindness.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't have to ask for that in your pregnancy announcement.
Yes.
So.
It's so true. Yeah. I feel like because they, Kendall and Kylie, grew up in fame.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, obviously not they were born into it right away. But by the time their brains were like actually developed, you know, coming into their late teens, 20s, they were already famous. Like, so famous. I feel like there is a difference between Kylie and Kendall and the way that they act with the press. And like you were saying, a little bit more hidden, private, like, versus Courtney, Kim, and Khloe, because they grew up normal.
Yes.
I mean,
to
in Beverly Hills.
Extent,
but,
yeah.
you know, normal as in not famous around the world. They still had, like, you know, more privilege, I guess, than other people. But we didn't know them. We didn't know their every move. So I feel like there is, like, a little bit of a tangible difference in how we see them. Almost how they act sometimes, mm-hmm. too, where they're... Kylie and Kendall are amazing. I love them. Again, I love all of them.
Yep.
I would literally die for all of them. But there's, like, more relatability, I think, about Kim, Khloe, and Courtney.
That's because we know more.
Rob's gone forever.
Right.
Rob is making a comeback, though. I really, really am a firm believer he's going to be coming back. There's no way he's going to events. He was seen on the show just like with the dinner table and they kind of like edited him out a little bit. But he was there. The fact that he showed up just for that, he's going to be in a good headspace.
What do you think? Why do you think that Kylie hasn't shown like anything like the baby's face, his name? What do you think that reason is?
And I haven't made a TikTok video about this, but I really believe
breaking.
Kylie, here's my scenario. Kylie and them all knew Khloé was going through the surrogate route. So when the news broke, it was before Kylie gave birth. So they were
What news broke?
That Tristan impregnated another woman.
Okay, yes, yes.
So that was in December. Kylie's baby was born in February.
Right.
February 2nd, 2022. But so in my mind, she names him Wolf, takes the name back. And now it's like, what's his name? What does he look like? We haven't seen a picture. My thought is they were going to use that for leverage to be like, if Khloé's surrogacy news leaks early, we'll give you the exclusive of Kylie's baby name, or we'll give you the exclusive of Kylie's baby photo to cut the story to protect the surrogate. In my mind. Because now, Marley Nichols, that story was released the same day she gave birth. So if this surrogacy story is released, it's probably the same day Khloé gives birth.
So the baby's
already been born, most likely. And then now they're like, okay, so hopefully Kylie will give us the name before Khloé, because I'm going to be so upset with her if she doesn't.
Wait, so we know Khloé is having a boy?
It's been somewhat reported. I have not got the E! News alert, so I'm not going to believe it. But by the time this airs, we'll probably find out.
Oh, what do you think she's going to name him? Do you have a...
Oh my God, someone tagged me in a TikTok that they're
false.
Well, I get that all the time, but they are that she's gonna name him Elijah and they're gonna call him Eli for short.
Okay.
Eli.
Lie.
Oh, Eli.
True and lie.
Stop.
Could you imagine?
I'm done.
And like Tristan's a liar, so.
Yeah.
Like Khloé says, liar. I would yell it, but.
Liar?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah.
My.
I love Khloé. I feel like with all of the sisters, you go through like, different, a Courtney stage in your life. You
yes.
go through like a Khloé stage in your life.
Yes.
A Kim stage. You're like in your Kim era. It's so, that's why people love the show. Like I was going to ask you, what do you think is makes them so fascinating? Makes them like so captivating?
The captivation comes from them just being themselves in a sense of they live in LA. They're these young girls doing whatever they want. This Kim is on this superstardom. Like, I'm so thankful the show happened when it did, because we literally, if you've watched from the beginning, I would have never even imagined this is where we would be from watching season one till now, of just the madness and the superstars that these Kardashians are. So I think people just really, the relatability of each one, you just relate to anyone that's on any television show, any movie, but also the fact that they are so funny, they're so, the drama, like there's everything you could ever want. And Kim and Khloé, I think, are reality TV stars. Kim now has surpassed that, but like Courtney, she does not want to be a reality TV star. She started it like, whatever, I'll do what I'm supposed to do, and then it kind of was like, oh, let's just take a step back. But I think them knowing what they had to do gave for good TV. And
I always love that, and this is why you are Kim, because she always says, like, she doesn't complain about fame ever. She doesn't complain about hate or anything, because she's just like, I chose this life and, like, I'm meant for it. I love that so much about her, because I feel like that's actually pretty unique. Do you feel that same way? Like, when you get hate or when people are like, you're obsessed, you're da-da-da, like, do you take any of that to heart, or you're just like, bye?
No, I literally am just like, bye. One, because I have to, because who am I to say don't talk about me when all I do is talk about the Kardashians?
True.
So it's like, for me, it's just mind-boggling that a video with my face on it will get 400,000 views, just a video about me with my picture. I'm like, oh yeah, that many people know who I am? Like, that's so cool. So, but I genuinely am so blessed that, like, majority of my content is all positive. No one hates on me. Do people think I'm this weird 26-year-old that says, well, pee, pee, pee. Yeah, but it's TikTok. Like, that's what life is fun. But yeah, no, I kind of enjoy it. Because what's one day when no one's going to talk about me?
Yeah,
I know that's never going to happen. But if it does, I'm going to enjoy the moment while it's happening.
100%.
That's a good mindset.
Well, I want to ask you guys who you guys think the hottest Kardashian ex is.
Oh.
Because I get that all the time.
I mean,
and
if
I have
Devin and Kendall are broken up, Devin.
I mean, technically, they might be broken up.
No, they're seen together, like, so much, I feel like.
I think TikTok made them break up because everyone said they were married. Everyone was saying they're married, they're married, they're secretly married. Like, Dumois needs to be shut down immediately. Like, I cannot stand Dumois.
Really?
Oh my God, they spread the most dumb narrative about the Kardashians. Like, once I heard Khloe Kardashian and Trisha Paytas go to McDonald's together.
Trisha Paytas.
I'm like, this is not true. It was Trisha's sister. I'm like, Dumois should know. Khloe's not hanging out with Trisha.
Yeah.
But she was hanging out with Trisha's sister?
No, Trisha's sister looks like Khloe.
Was hanging with Trisha.
Oh!
No, so they said, we just saw Khloe Kardashian and Trisha at the McDonald's drive-thru.
Excuse me?
But Trisha's sister looks like Khloe.
I have the best idea.
Okay, tell me.
You and Dumois in a, like, YouTube boxing.
Oh my God!
But I guess
I would chase so much money.
I guess, like, I don't know. Wait. Didn't she get...
Yeah, don't we know
someone
her identity?
Someone released her identity, I think.
But I don't know who it
she
is.
She can wear a bag over her head or something, yeah. So people don't know.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be iconic?
Oh my gosh, to be honest. I mean, I joke about Dumois. Like, I don't use Instagram hardly at all because TikTok's just
where it's
at. I never
see their stuff.
Yeah, I never see it anymore. But it's always false information.
Awesome. I feel like it's mostly negative as well.
Yeah, it's always. And it's kind of gross when you think about it.
What do you mean?
The stuff they post.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Yeah. Allegedly.
Well, yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to get sued. I'm so scared of getting sued. It's like, no joke.
No, anytime, me just when allegedly. When I say Kendall's copying me. Allegedly.
Yeah. Allegedly. You just pop it in.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, the hottest Kardashian ex.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Okay. What do we think?
Wait. I don't even know like exes really. Like I can't. My mind is going blank.
It would have to be. Honestly.
Well, I'll give you mine. Kourtney Kardashian's ex, Eunice, is the hottest
ever.
Okay. Well,
don't
you think
he's so hot? I feel like it's going to be Kourtney's ex or Kendall's ex.
Yes.
Because I'm not into the, like, Tyga of it all and, like, the Kylies.
And he's just, yeah, that's, like, when there's, that's what I love about Kourtney and Eunice. She kept all of the negative stuff secret and didn't really tell us. So now I don't have a bad taste in my mouth. I have a bad taste in my mouth with Tyga.
Yep.
I have a bad taste in my mouth with the Humpty Dumpty. Like, I have a bad taste with a lot of the exes. Just
Wait,
because.
What's Humpty Dumpty?
Chris Humphries.
He's not cute either. But again, maybe it's just because I know about him.
No,
but
like,
it has to be Eunice.
It is Eunice for
sure. But Devin,
sure.
If Kendall and Devin are broken up, you guys say Devin?
Well, Devin has a factor about him.
It's called the NBA factor.
Yeah.
Yes.
Potentially. That makes him attractive. Like, so who was just asking me? They're like, do you think he's like actually hot? And I'm like, objectively, if I just saw a photo, I'd be like, okay. But with the context of it, yes.
Yeah.
What does he sound like?
He has a very deep voice.
Does he?
You'll like him even more after you hear him talk.
I've literally.
It's shocking. It's because he kind of has like almost a baby face.
Yeah.
But when he talks, it's literally like this.
It's really low.
It's so low.
I think this is like the one thing. I've never heard him speak. I know nothing about him. And that's Kendall's fault.
Yes.
So you need to make a video.
Okay.
Coming, because Kendall will see your video.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she commented on mine once, a little red heart emoji. So you know that's someone on her team.
Mm.
Like all these people, the amount of videos I get tagged into, like, Kris Jenner's following this person, Kris Jenner followed that person. Like, why isn't she following you? It's like, because you guys, that's not Kris Jenner. Do you really think Kris Jenner is over here
following people?
No.
What about Kylie and Kendall? Like, if they follow you, you think they're like, you know, Gen Z almost, where they're following people and
or do they
just
follow people on their Finsta, like their fake accounts?
They would probably do fake accounts, but Kendall and Kylie run their social medias. The TikTok, no, because Kendall hasn't posted, and like that's just people.
I wish
algorithm.
She would post more.
I know, right?
I swear, they could do nothing. They could just be like eating a salad, and I'd be like, yes! Like, why?
It's such a
maybe that's why though. They want to.
Kendall truly has the cool girl factor. Mm-hmm. Her vibe, her style, her house, her cars. Everything about her is so cool. So
I say that all the time. She's a cool girl.
Yes, it's such a compliment.
It is, but I think what you were saying is maybe that is what makes it cool and mysterious is that she doesn't share. So if she did, it'd be like, really?
Yes.
True.
Like if her and Devin to us, like we're obsessed.
If they gave us too much?
If they gave us too much, we might just be like, oh. But the fact that they don't give us anything, we're like, give us more,
right?
You know?
So yeah, it's just that that's what's so amazing about them, because even if they give us nothing, we're going to talk about them giving us nothing. Like what other celebrity
no one.
Can do nothing? And people are going to make videos of like, here's what Kylie Jenner didn't do today.
Yes.
Like the amount of times I have to post a video. Yep. It's been 172 days that we have not heard this baby's name.
Seriously.
It's wild.
The baby's old because.
Almost a year.
I
if you think about it.
My son 2 months before and he's like 7 months.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, that baby is a baby now.
Yes.
Like
people were saying, they're like, she's just waiting till he gets cute. And I'm like, honestly, good idea. Like, you know how babies when they're first born, as they grow up, they just get cuter and cuter.
Mm-hmm.
But the amount of feet, you guys, the amount of feet pictures we've gotten of this baby and now feet pictures with Kim and Pete's feet pictures with Kourtney and Travis, and then on the
free
show,
feet everywhere.
Feet. I'm like, oh my gosh, the Kardashians are just in their foot era.
Yeah. Literally.
Yeah. Oh
gosh, I keep getting so into the conversation.
Should we do one more?
Yeah, I don't have any really.
Oh, or was there something specific?
Else it was some I had a specific question about something we were just talking about. The baby, probably.
I know it's the worst when it loses your
I have a good one, but it's like not okay, related to that.
Because it's going to take me a while. I don't know if I'll ever remember my thoughts. So,
okay, we could talk for 5 hours, but I want to know what your favorite Kardashian brand is.
Ooh. Well, I'm the most biased. I like to say I'm not biased, but I'm biased. Right now, 818.
Okay.
Just because that weekend in New York City Pride, hell yes. And like tequila is like my favorite. But I think Skims is just where it's at. Like, yes. I love the blanket. I love the clothes. I cannot wait for her to come out with men's. Yes. I'm like,
man. She's coming out with men's?
Well, it's alleged that she trademarked Ooh. Hims by Skims or Hims for Skims. But she talked about it on a podcast once about like men's like solution wear. Yeah. Oh. So like stuff to suck in the tummy and hold the movies back, like all that stuff. So I would die for that. If I am manifesting so hard to be on a like in a Skims campaign, like to die for it.
Sure. It's happening. Do you wear the boyfriend collection?
Oh, all the
That's
time.
All I wear to bed. Literally, it's the comfiest.
I do not know what that fabric is. I film TikToks in it. I sleep in it. I wear it out. I like literally cannot get enough of the boyfriend collection. Even the underwear. Soft.
I think that Skims is her best venture. I feel, I almost wish she didn't do skin.
Yeah.
Even though I love her, I feel like Skims is just where it's at. And I don't want her to like, she could do no wrong, but I don't want her to like dilute stuff. Like I want her to just keep growing Skims to being, because I feel like it truly is a solution for things.
Yes.
It's like it was needed. It's so popular. It's the best pajamas and underwear I've ever. I wear every single day. Like,
yeah.
I just feel like you're right. It's where it's at. I want her to continue.
Yeah, that also is the sense of like, they don't have enough time to run everything. And I think that's what happened with Kylie. With she had so many businesses. It's like Kylie Baby, Swim, Kylie Skin, yeah. Kylie Swim, Kylie. Like, where are you, Kylie? But you have all these businesses. So I think we're like, okay, she can't even post on social media. How is she running 7 businesses?
Right.
And it kind of just like, okay, well, it's not that luxury of a product. Like Skims is massive.
Yes.
And you see Kim putting in the work.
Yes.
So I think she'll probably not do that many businesses elsewhere. And maybe keeping it under 2 umbrellas will make it less feel like that many businesses.
Right. True.
But yeah, no, I think they can. I mean, I'll buy everything. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I felt that way too when Kylie did Swim. I'm like, because the Swim wasn't that groundbreaking. Yeah. I'm like, if it was groundbreaking, I would.
Well, how is she going to do it? And then Kim has it and Khloe has it.
Right.
Like, they all 3 have Swim.
Yeah.
And if anyone should be a swimmer line, I want Kendall Jenner to come out with a swimmer line.
Yes. Totally.
Yes.
That would be really good.
That would be
good.
See,
because I like that Kendall just has 818 and even that Courtney has Poosh. Like, I think of them when I think of that brand. And same with Khloe and Good American, honestly. But I feel like Kylie and Kim just have a million different ones. Well, not a million.
Okay,
but again.
You have the pink pants from Good American. I saw on your TikTok. Like, do I need to get them? They're
cute. Yes. Good
and
American was kind enough to send me a pair. What size are you? I have a size 8, I think.
I think I'm 6. Oh, okay. I don't know. I don't know on their sizes.
I have a size 8. They sent 2, so I have a size 8. I don't know what to do with. Trying to get skinny.
Yeah.
But no, that's the best. No, Good American genuinely. And like, I work somewhere that literally sells Good American jeans.
Yeah.
So I love the brand because it's inclusive to denim. And like denim is the worst thing to shop for.
Yeah.
And Chloe's just making the best jeans ever.
They have some
jeans ever.
Really cute stuff right now. I keep seeing it popped up. Like I hear her talking about it and I'm like, oh, why didn't I get into the Good American train earlier?
No, you need to. It's the best. But yeah, I want all 3 colors. I'm going to buy the blue and the silver. The pink. So
they have pink and blue?
Pink, blue, and silver.
Metallic
jeans. I don't
know what pants you're talking about.
They're like the, she wore them, where did she wear them?
She wore them on the Hot Ones interview.
Mm-hmm.
The
they're like metallic.
Pink pants.
We need those really for what cute. We sent you,
yeah,
of course.
I know. I guess they have blue. I haven't seen the blue, but.
Did you see that Stassi and Kylie did rip off our pink and blue branding as well?
Yeah.
It's like so never ending.
It's so exhausting.
Literally.
Being their muse, you know what I mean?
Oh my God, you guys really should sue. Like, I would actually take that back. Can you delete
allegedly.
That?
Allegedly. Yes.
I cannot be on footage saying sue the Kardashians. No, but
we'll take it out.
It is. No, you can post it. I mean, but it's funny how like literally though, like, but that's what's fun about social media. Like make your own storyline. Who cares if Kendall Jenner has never even seen one thing about you? People are now going to think they are. Like,
right.
Is Khloe Kardashian actually my bestie? Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. But like, no, I've never met her, but we have a social media exchange. So it's like, she's my bestie. I mean, do I say it all the time? Yeah, because I want people to know Because I'm manifesting it.
Yes.
But yeah.
Exactly. I love this energy. Everything about this. Again, we could just, there's so much more. There's so much more.
I saw this TikTok and it was about the Kardashian women and their journey with feminine energy. And like, it's so fascinating. And I was just like, they should be studied, and they probably are studied all the time. They're so fascinating, like with human behavior, psychology, trends, design, creativity. I'm like, they are just it. So this is now going to be a Kardashian podcast every single week.
Yes. This is an extension of my Kardashian safe space to have this as a Kardashian safe space.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for coming on.
Oh my God, obsessed.
And spilling all the tea.
Oh, can before we go, can I get your guys'
can't do that.
No? Yeah.
I can't do it.
You can't roll your R's?
That was pretty good.
I just say D. Like someone told me instead of rolling your R, say D. Like, oh, crrr.
Pretty good. We'll teach you. Well, you'll hang out with me a couple times and you'll be good to go.
Okay. Well, you guys go follow. Wait, tell everyone where they can follow you and everything.
Yes. At Gay Man with a Spray Tan on TikTok and then at Colt Paulson on Instagram.
With a C, unfortunately.
I know. Thanks for reminding me, JC Shet.
And don't forget to follow our Instagram. It's at What We Said Podcast. If you want to see lots of fun photos, you know, the feed is popping right now for summer. And if you want to be notified for like, you know, upcoming episodes, merch, all that stuff, go follow us. We love you. And
that's what we said.
Bye.